Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, your host, Laura Khalil. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. And I just want to start the show by thanking all of you who have left us 5-star reviews or written a great review for us on Apple Podcasts. It really means a lot to me. And if you are interested in, by any chance, in learning more about how Brave by Design ranked in Apple Podcasts, we got to 112 in the career section 3 months after we launched, thanks to you guys. So if you're curious, like, how did Laura do that? What is that about? I want to like start a podcast and grow my own show. Well, I'm really delighted to let you know that I am going to be presenting on that topic at the Detroit Podcast Festival. And best of all, it's all on Zoom. So if you're not in Detroit, but you're curious about how to build a podcast without spending tons of money and on ads and acquisition and stuff like that, I did it completely organically. So you can learn more about that. The festival is in mid-October 2020. It's all on Zoom, Detroit Podcast Festival. Google it and sign up. You're supporting a great cause. There's awesome people speaking, but I really wanted to give a shout out because I rarely talk about podcasting. However, it's something I really, really love doing. And it's interesting. I want to talk about this today because today our theme is around drafting and remembering and getting away, really, from this sense of everything has to be perfect. And instead of it being perfect, just accept that every day is a new draft. And this comes into mind with podcasting for me, because some of you may or may not know, this is not my first podcast. I have actually done all kinds of podcasts prior to this on very different topics. And I have tried it out for, gosh, about 4 years now. And so there's different ways to look at earlier versions of yourself, right? We can look at those earlier versions and we can say, boy, that was a failure. That's one option. All right. Okay. Here's another option. That experience has led me to being able to do what I do today so seamlessly. It has taught me so much that it's helped me pave the way to creating Brave by Design. And I would encourage you to think about your life that way. What are the previous drafts of yourself? What are the previous versions of yourself that have helped bring you to this moment? And today, when you're thinking about going out to do something, whether that's, hey, I want to start a podcast, or it's as simple as, oh my gosh, I have to send this email and I'm kind of nervous to do it, big or little, we get so trapped by wanting things to be perfect. Okay? And it doesn't work. We actually get completely stuck in perfection. If you've taken my course on overcoming imposter syndrome, that's available on bravebydesign.net, you know that I talk in there about perfection being one of the traits of imposter syndrome. Good is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect. Today's draft is better than not doing anything today. The only way we learn is actually by creating these drafts. So I want to encourage you today, as you're going through your day, really think about, hey, this may not be perfect the way that I put it together, but it's good enough. And this is going to teach me and help me grow as I move forward. So I'll tell you, the first show, let me give you an example of podcasting. The first show I did was with a friend of mine. We were talking about social interests, topics, and being women. And we were really kind of concerned to do podcasting at home. So we rented out a studio and we would meet. And so I had a co-host and we'd meet every so often and we put out shows and it was really fun. You know, the podcast didn't really go anywhere in terms of picking up much listenership, but it was a fun experience to learn how to work with a co-host. Now, working with a co-host can be really challenging too, though, because one, you have to have good rapport. We absolutely had that. But you also have to be able to stick to a schedule. Anything you do in life, I'm talking about podcasting now, but it could be your work, it could be your family life, it could be your weight loss goals, it could be your weight gain goals, it could be your food goals, it could be your love goals, whatever they are, finance goals, whatever. Everything comes down to consistency. So it can be really hard when you're working with people and you're all volunteering your time to do things consistently. So we did that show. It was really fun. Then a few months later, I said, you know, I'm going to do a solo show on social interest topics. And so I did that for a while. And I up-leveled a little bit, because this time I took what I learned and I said, well, I want to have my own show. Okay. But this time I'm going to bring on guests. I'm going to go find people. And so for the most part we did. And that was cool. But what it was missing was that consistency. We got better, but it wasn't there 100%. And so I want to say a year or two went by and I thought, you know, I'm really ready to bring podcasting into my business. I've taken all my lessons that I learned in my first two rounds, and I've also been probably on, goodness gracious, guys, probably 70 podcasts at this point. You can go visit my media page. I am like all over the podcasting world. So I've kind of seen how other shows run. And I said, you know, I think I'm ready to bring this into my business life and not just do topics that are, you know, just fun for me, which is totally cool. So I decided to create the next draft. Now, this time I did things differently. Because of my prior drafts, I'd actually learned enough about podcasting and about audio recording that I didn't need to pay for a studio anymore. I could do it right at home. I knew the equipment to get. I knew how to run the show. I actually even had learned the software, okay? I'd also learned about this consistency piece, so I knew that's got to be a part of it. And I also learned about the marketing piece. So I said, okay, that's got to be another part of it. And so I put all of these things together and built the show you're hearing today, Brave by Design. This is just another draft. When we try to think of something as like, it's got to be the best thing, it's got to be the pinnacle, it's got to be the thing I hang my hat on, that creates so much pressure. So whatever you're doing, whatever decisions you have to make, whatever projects you're working on, know that you're going to work on this project today. You might work on it for a few months. It may morph and evolve, and just enjoy the drafting process. Enjoy getting better. Enjoy learning. And that's how I feel about Brave by Design, that as we grow, you've seen the show adapt. I keep redrafting, re-editing, and trying to make it better and better for you. So instead of sitting here spending a year thinking about it and stuck in my head and going over plans and thinking I'm doing something, but I'm not actually doing anything, I'm just spinning around in my head, I put it out there. And so I encourage you this week, when you have an idea that you have been spinning around, friends, start putting it into action. Don't worry about it being perfect. Nobody cares about that but you. Nobody cares. Trust me. Just put out a version today. Decide, what is the one thing this week that you are actually going to finally do, that you're going to say, you know what, this is not perfect, but it's good enough, and this is a draft, and there is nothing wrong with a draft. Our lives are one draft or after another. You know, one day is another new page, is a new draft in the book that we're creating. And I love to think about life that way, because for me anyway, it takes off the pressure of having to perform in a certain way or be good enough or worry about comparing to other people. It's like, no, this is a race with myself, you know? There is no one to compare me to. Just is my draft learning from yesterday's draft? Is my draft today taking what I learned yesterday and incorporating it? Or is my draft spinning around? You know, am I spinning in circles drafting? Maybe I am. But that kind of self-awareness and also releasing that pressure can really help us grow. So I hope you take that into this week with you. What draft do you want to create each day this week? And just enjoy the process, you know? Enjoy the process. So that's really what I want to share. I also want to let you guys know that We are really revamping my products and services over at Brave by Design. And one of the things that's coming in now that's pretty exciting for me is coaching. And I've done coaching in the past. I've worked with a lot of people over the years, but I've kind of been like juggling it a little bit with the speaking. And as speaking is shifting a lot for me because of COVID, I'm ramping up my coaching. And so here's my offer to you. If you are a woman who's working in a male-dominated industry and who is feeling like you might not be making enough, you've kind of have a sense of what your male peers are making, and it's either above you or you feel like you should be making a lot more. If you feel like you are not getting the respect you deserve and you're really frustrated by it, I want you to sign up for a coaching discovery call with me. This is specifically for women in leadership. That's who I love to work with. It brings me so much pleasure to help you guys own your worth and share that with the world so that you can actually make more money, be respected in the boardroom, get the juicy projects, and also stop the crazy freaking overwhelm of trying to do a million things and please everyone. So if that's of interest to you, if you're a woman in leadership who is looking to work with someone to help you get to the other side, I'd love for you to sign up for a coaching discovery call. It's about 30 minutes directly with me, and you can learn about all the details of that over at bravebydesign.net, and you can sign up for it, and I would love to hear from you. All right, friends, that's it for this week. I cannot wait for you to hear our Wednesday show. We have an interesting topic coming up, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a teaser right now. Wednesday's topic is with Allison Davis, who's a sales trainer. Now, before you tune off and you're like, Laura, I'm not in sales, I hate sales, sales is disgusting, ew, gross, get away, we are going to have a conversation about how to make sales conversations easier. Now, again, you may feel like you're not in sales, but I guarantee you, we all have to persuade people at some point to understand our point of view, to understand why we're worth a certain amount of money, to understand why to buy services from us, to understand how to get a project to green light it. And you can take a lot of what Allison talks about and apply it to your profession or business. So I think this is a really important episode. Whether or not you're an entrepreneur, I would love for you to give it a listen. The less resistance you can experience towards sales and the idea of sales and really wrapping your head around it, the easier it will become for you to move your ideas in the workplace forward. Yes, really. I do mean that. Okay, sales does not have to be slimy. It really does not, I promise you. And Allison is going to talk all about that on Wednesday's show. So I can't wait for you to hear that. In the meantime, friends, thank you for joining me this Monday. And I want to ask you again, remember, what are you going to draft each day? What are you going to take the pressure off this week? You know, take the pressure off, enjoy, and remember to be brave.